and to Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we bless you and we lift you up, Lord. We lift you up because you are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift you up, God, because you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that we ought to enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. So we just want to glorify him before we do anything else. We just want to lift him up because he is worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Oh, Lord, we bless you and we lift you up today. We lift you up, Lord, in recognition as being the sole source and the very essence of our being. We glorify you on this morning, God. Hallelujah. We glorify you on today, God, because nobody else deserves it more than you. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creations. And we just want to bless you on today. We want to bless you with the fruit of our lips, because that's why you created us. We want to bless you with the clapping of our hands and the stomping of our feet. We want to bless you in an inch, God, because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. And nobody deserves it more than you. You are God. You are any and everything that we need you to be. You are Father God, our provider. You are our healer. You are our way maker. You are God. And we just want to glorify you. We want to exalt you on today. Hallelujah. We want to exalt you on today. Hallelujah. We want to give you our best. We want to give you our best. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. We give you all the salutations. We bow down to you on today, God. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. We dare not allow any rocks to ground for us. We dare not be complacent. We're not going to worry about who here and who ain't. But we're going to individually exalt you, Lord. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. And we want to bless you. We want to bless you. We want to bless you right now. And we want to tell you how much we love you. We want to tell you how much we adore you. We want you to know, Father God, that we love you with any and everything in us. We love you with every muscle, every fiber in our being. Hallelujah. 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 There is nobody, Father God, that deserves it more than you. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. We cry out to you. We exalting you. We blessing you. We reverencing you. For you are glorious, God. Hallelujah. Oh, mama, nere loco si. Dico, mama, nere la cachana. There's nobody that can compare to you, God. You are one of a kind. There's none like you now, then, and even to come. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, mama, nere loco si, nere loco si. Oh God, we're not going to exalt any problems, any concerns, any fears, anything higher than you, God. We're not going to exalt any sickness higher than you. And if by chance we have, Lord, we want to pull it down right now. information that's in our mind that causes us to think the opposite of who you are. We're pulling it down right now. Every experience in our life, even though we're in it, we're not going to exalt it higher than you, Lord. We're pulling it down right now because we know that you are able, God, to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask. Imagine. It ain't even in the Okosana. Oh God. Oh God. You are able, God. Oh God, and we recognize you as being the sole source and the very essence of our being. You are the epitome of our creation. You are God. You are. You are. You are, Lord. Oh God, you are. Oh, mama, niloko siya. Oh, mama, niloko shana. Oh, God, we welcome you. We welcome you into our situation. We welcome you into our concern. We welcome you into our problem. We welcome you into our minds. We welcome you into our thoughts. We welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our homes. We welcome you, Lord. Because without you, Lord, we cannot do anything. Oh, my mind, little loco, see. Oh, God, we welcome you. Oh, my mind, little loco, shun, my mind, little loco, see. We are my little loco, shun. We are your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And you know what each and every last one of us need individually. You know the struggles and the concerns that we have in our lives. You know the problems and the situations that come upon us. You know the challenges and discrepancies, Father God, that we have to face. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he called it and don't go see to touch it. Because you're the only one that can fix it. You're the only one that can rearrange it. You're the only one that can settle it, Lord, because it ain't nothing too hard for you. You're the only one, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that can move a thing. Because there's some stumbling blocks before us, Lord. I'm asking you to move that stumbling block. It's a pain and hurt that's down in the inside of our hearts, God. I'm asking you to move that pain and that hurt on today, God. Oh, my mind in the local shana. It's some things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your people have seen, God. That has caused them, Father God, to give you a shunned it like I see. Backtrack. Lord, we don't want to backtrack. Oh, Lord, help your people to move forward. Help your people not to stop pressing, Lord. Oh, my mind did it, oh, shunned it like I see. You know, Jesus. You know Jesus. You know Jesus. Because you are an all-knowing God. Oh God, I'm asking you to sustain your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us clarity in that thing that we do not understand, God. Let us not question why. But let us ask, next, God, what you want us to do next? How you want us to approach it, Lord? Oh, God. Touch each and every individual in the sanctuary, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the ones that's on the way, God. Touch the ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that want to come and gate. Touch the ones, Father God, that desire to come, God. Touch even the ones that need to come and they won't. Touch them in their hearts and their minds and stir up some things on today. Stir up some things on today, God, in the name of Jesus. that your people will release these things unto you in the knowing that you are our refuge. In knowing, God, that you are our keeper. Help us, Lord. Elevate your people on today, God. Help us even now, Lord. In your son Jesus' name. So, it's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that a thing is not going to change, or that it can't change because it has not yet changed. It's so many times that we need a change, but still, we don't know how to make that change. It's so many times in our lives that we figure if we do this, or we act this way, or we speak this way, or we don't speak, we figure our solution is the way that it should be. See, sometimes our solution will cause us to be trapped in that familiar. If we stay trapped in that familiar, then we will not be able to move forward to the next. I want everybody in this sanctuary to please get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want you to write down all the stuff that's causing you to be in between and in between. I want you to write down all this stuff that's causing you to go into a place of fear, because that's the trick of the enemy. I want you to write down all this stuff that causes you to continue to wonder. I want you to write down all this stuff that causes you to go into a place of doubt and hesitation. See, we as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that we know God. He had me to preach a sermon about this a few weeks ago. Do you really know God? See, because when we in the midst of something, or when we going through something, it's hard to see God moving because you in it. It's hard to think God is moving because you can't see it. It's hard to understand even the move of God because his movements and his ways is different from ours. So we have a tendency of taking our place back, taking ourselves to that place back. Going back, because when I was praying, he said backtracking. We be backtracking. We be backtracking. So how do we be backtracking? How do we allow ourselves to backtrack? How do we allow ourselves to go back into that place where he already done showed you that you can be free from? How do we keep backtracking? How do we keep allowing ourselves to fall victim, even in God exposing the thing, even in him showing us these things, telling us these things through dreams, through visions, through other people, through his word, through his word? I'm going to show y'all today. ain't waiting on folk to come. Y'all know me. I'm moving right on along. The name of the sermon today is Be Still in the Waiting. And then it's a colon. And he put three words behind that. Exiting the familiar. So, why you being still in the waiting? It's hard to understand how to be still. When you just want things to get better. You want things to change. You want things to turn around. You want things to move for you. So, I'm going to start with the word still. Because as y'all know, he wants y'all to really get it. We're going to go to the book of Psalms, y'all. We're going to cover the book of Psalms and the book of Exodus on today. Still, S-T-I-L-L. It's free from noise or turbulence. How easy is it for you to be still in your mind when you got a strain on your brain? It's like turbulence. Have y'all ever flew? In the midst of you flying in the air, it's turbulence that goes on. And this is what the pilot is saying. Please do not be alarmed. It may get a little bit bumpy. But I'm talking about event. I get alarmed when it get bumpy. You know why? Because I know that God didn't give me wings. I know that because God did not give me wings, it's a possibility that in that turbulence and in that bumping, I'm going down. And if I go down, how can I save myself? I can't drink all that water. And we may not even be over no water. I can't stop the planet. They ain't got enough pair of shoes for everybody in here. The only thing they want to give me is something to put over my face to give me oxygen. How is you going to try to help me breathe when I know I'm fit to stop breathing? Come on, somebody. We're talking about the turbulence. Still. So, how can my mind be still in the midst of turbulence? Because I know it's bumpy. How can my mind be still when it's something that's got me straining in my thoughts? I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't even hardly talk. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. How can I be still? I can't be still like that. Still is to become motionless or silent. I can't even become silent. That's part of being still. I can't become silent because I need to talk to somebody about this mess. I need to release something. I can't be silent because I can't stop crying about my situation. I can't be still. Silent. Who? Still. It's in spite of that or this, as in nevertheless, still. So in spite of it all, I'm still going to be still. In spite of it all, nevertheless, it's a state of freedom from storms or physical disturbance. It's to bring something to a standstill. It's to free from distress. It's to stop the noise or, listen to this, speech of. Sometimes in order for you to be still, even in your thoughts, and you speaking things into the atmosphere, you just gotta be quiet. Still. Because let me tell you about speaking some things into the atmosphere. The enemy grabs it. and he running with it. Why he running on you? Like my daughter say, she say, Lyric, this my youngest grandbaby. She say, Lyric always want to come over to your house, mama, because you let her tow truck you. She say she tow trucks you. I say, how she tow trucks me? Baby, she hook you to the back of her tow truck and she drag you right on along because you let her do whatever she want. I say, no, I don't. She said, let me prove it to you. The kids came home one day, and in the midst of them coming home, they say, Lil was just acting all kind of ways, mama, and such and such and such and such. And then one of my granddaughters say, and guess what she said, mama? She said, I ain't got to stop doing that. We ain't at mama house. She said, so you tell me she don't be tow trucking you. I say, she don't be tow trucking me. I say, I ain't hear her say that. I say, and she ain't even did nothing. Still in the midst of turbulence. When it get bumpy, or when something is said or done, I can't be still. I guess I'm by myself, okay? Be still in the waiting. And to wait is to stay in place and readiness or expectation of something. It's to be ready and available. It's a state or attitude of watchfulness and expectancy. And so how can I be still in my waiting? Then he say, exiting the familiar. I say, that's how we could be still. He say, yes. He say, because you so used to a certain outcome and to you can't be still not knowing I'ma come. I say, wait a minute, Lord. He say, I need you to understand something. I need you to understand that you gotta know me to know what your outcome gonna be. How do I know what my outcome gonna be, God? Because I'm not used to this. I ain't used to not having the money that I need. I ain't used to not being able to go and purchase what I want. I ain't used to people treating me like this. Whether it's good or bad. See, because sometimes you can be treated so bad for so long until you can't get used to people treating you good. So you go back to the familiar, and most of the time we sabotage the good because we're so familiar with the bad. Did you hear what I say? See, sometimes we don't know how to get love because we never... Is that turbulence? I can't be still in that when a person tell me that they love me, but they not showing me that they love me when I'm giving them all my love, but is it really love? Is it? It's not familiar to you. It ain't familiar to you, no matter how much I try to show you, no matter how much I try to tell you, it's not familiar to you, so you do not even know how to accept it. You can't accept it. So you go backtracking to the familiar. And then it start working. Is it the noise? Come on, let's talk about the noise. Let's talk about the noise within your own self. You don't need nobody else to come and talk negative or speak opposite of what you want or what you think or what you believe, because you do it yourself enough to yourself. Did y'all hear me? We're going to learn today how to be still in the waiting for the change. We going to exit the familiar because I know, listen to what I'm saying. I know once I get out of that familiar, because I'm not used to it, it's going to get real uncomfortable. My panties going to be in a bunch. I'm going to step on a rock with no shoes on. I'm telling y'all, listen, How about losing something that you're so familiar with? It's hard to move on. It's hard to get past. You even get mad at yourself and you say, you know what, I'm done because I ain't finna start all over again. Why? Because you so used to the familiar. You so used to the familiar until not wanting to change causes you to be afraid because you are uncomfortable and you don't know the next. It ain't for you to know the next. It ain't for us to know the next. If we knew the next, we'll do what we've been doing and get no results. Too much. We do too much. We put our hands in a piggy bank and ain't even break the jar. Tell me how hard that is to get something out of there. I mean, seriously. How can we ever get past a familiar when we don't want to leave it? We don't want to leave it alone because it's familiar. And this is what we say. That always happened to me. People always do that to me. It ain't going to never change. This killed me right here when we say, I'm used to that. I ain't used to it. If I was, I ain't no more. Because I want to have stillness in my mind and in my thoughts. I don't want to have a conversation and then when I get off the phone, whether we agree or disagree, I'm still straining in my brain, trying to figure this out and figure that out, asking myself questions, wanting to ask other folk questions, and I still ain't got the answer to what? The question. So now that's going to stop me from sleeping. I ain't going to be eating. I'm feeling some type of way. I'm emotionally messed up, and I'm madder than... I'm just saying. How about we still on that plane, y'all? And that turbulence. And it's getting bumpy. And you don't want to keep riding up there like that. I don't. That's why I try to drive everywhere that I go. If I get on a plane, it's because I have no choice. And I love to travel. And I like to travel abroad. Duh. Get used to the turbulence. Why do I got to get used to it? Let's go to the book. I'm going to tell you why. Psalms chapter 46. We always thinking and believing that we go through things all because of what I did or the decision that I made. We get to thinking and believing that we go through things because what the Bible says that everything that we go through, and I paraphrase it, is for our experience and for our learning, that it may teach us to have patience. Oh, did I say wait? We so microwavable. We want everything when we want it, how we want it. We want everything to work out the way that we want it. But that, I preached a sermon before. Breaking the broken. God got to break some things off of us in the midst of our brokenness. We may be going through something that's unfamiliar and we still trying to figure out why we going through it. Guess what? Stop saying, Lord, what I'm going to... Because the person or the people or the situation ain't going to give you the answer that you want. You can ask a question and they may even answer it, but it ain't what you want. That ain't the answer that you were or you was expecting. And I didn't even hear people say this to me. Well, normally you would say, or normally you would do. I say, y'all better stop thinking about that about me. I don't know about nobody else. I say, because I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know how I'm going to act. I don't pretend to act as if I know I'm going to say the right thing all the time. Yvette ain't got it all together, Pastor. I just don't. I get mad too. I got emotions too. And guess what? I'm going to let you have it too. Did I say I'm human and not immortal? Did I say I may say stuff that you may like, not like? But what have you said that I don't like? That don't mean I'm going to stop loving you, but I'm going to tell you. It does not mean that I don't err. Because if I did, I wouldn't still be down here, baby. I'd be perfected and gone to glory. Did y'all hear what I say? Ain't no one person is perfect or got it together. It was only one, his name Jesus. Did y'all hear what I say? Ain't nobody got no room to point the finger at nobody else. Because that one finger you point, please look at your hand. There's three more pointing back at you. You hear what I say? And that thumb pointing down the hill. Where will you lift your ass up at? Do we really know? No, but we so familiar with a conversation and in so much expectation until we put so many conditions on one another. And like my grandson say, it causes you to be disappointed. He didn't say hurt. He used a big word. He's 7 years old. What? Disappointed. Now, where you hear that from? It causes us to be disappointed. Let's go to the book. We want to exit the familiar today. We got to exit the familiar today because if we don't, okay, what is familiar? It's one who frequents a place, one who is all acquainted with something. It's frequently seen or experienced as an easily recognized. It's having personal or intimate knowledge of. Sometimes you get so intimate with depression until y'all fall in love. Sometimes you get so personal with loneliness until y'all become exotic with one another. You see, I don't even know why he got me using these words, but amen. Sometimes we get so familiar with our own attitudes, our own actions, our own thoughts, until we cannot even see how can God regulate our mind. Did I tell y'all that your mind and your thoughts is in the same region, but two different territories? For your mind is what stores stuff, but your thoughts is what conjure up stuff. Did I say we conjure up our own stuff? We selectively believe what we want to, that causes us to go to that familiar place. Say rage, anger, bitterness, selfishness, or the baby, it takes us to all. Then we go to God and we pray, oh Lord, save me, oh Lord, help me, oh Lord, deliver me. He say, I need you to exit the familiar. I can't help you while you're still back there and I'm trying to bring you up here. You gotta stop being you. I gotta stop being me. We got to allow God to be God so that we can be healed. We can be delivered. We can be set free. We cannot get our salvation no other way. Let's go to Psalms verse 46. Chapter 46. I'm just going to read the first few verses. Just three of them. God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. He didn't say, I'm going to let you go through the trouble. He said, while you presently in it, I am your help. I can help you while you in the midst of your trouble. Listen to this. Therefore, will not we fear. So you can't fear. Though the earth be moved and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, it does not matter who is moving stuff or coming up against me. It does not matter what I am experiencing right now in my homes, in my life, on my job, in my finances, in my marriages, with my children, with my God. It does not matter because these things are all moving. Even though I am used to this stuff happening like this, I know that he is my strength. He is going to make me strong while I'm going through it. He is my bulwark. He is my refuge. Now, present help. The present help out in what? Trouble. And troubles are all over the place. And he told me clearly when he came down here, let not your heart be troubled. Why do you think he said, let not your heart be troubled? Because I got you. I got you. You ain't got to be troubled because I got you. But listen to this. Listen to this. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Don't you know that without a shadow of a doubt, go to verse 10. He say, be still. Be still, even though you feel like you're drowning. What we say, I am up to here. Be still, even though you feel like that molehill is a mountain and you can't climb it. Guess what? In the midst of that mountain getting higher and higher, don't you know that he is equipping you with the appropriate tools that you can just not climb it, but you can go over it? You could go over that mountain. You could go over that mountain if you be still. Listen to this. And know to have a practical understanding of. It's to come to a knowledge of something by living through it. I know God going to take me through this because he took me through it before. Okay, so if he took you through it before, why are you troubled? If you know to know something, listen, let me give y'all another definition to that. To know is to be aware of the truth or factuality of. It's to be convinced or certain of. Do you really know? Be still and know that I am God. Know that I... Let's go to Exodus. I'm just going to give y'all a story right quick. Listen to this. I'm going to read Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. Listen to this right here. These are the Israelites, and they getting ready to come, and they getting ready to go, okay? They getting ready to come into the land of freedom, but they got to first go from the land of bondage, okay? How can they exit from the familiar? If you read this story about the Israelites, listen, can I read it right quick, y'all? And I'm going to go through it real quick. When Pharaoh let the Israelites go, the Lord said, I'm going to paraphrase and I'm going to start reading. The Lord said, I'm going to take them this way. Listen, I'm going to read it. And the Lord spake unto Moses saying, chapter 14, Exodus. Speaking to the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pahariath, between Migdal and the sea, over against Beelzebub, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. There it is. Baby, sometimes God gets you in a situation or allow you to be in a situation and your back is up against the wall and you don't know what way you can go. Now, you can't go back that way because if you go back that way, you're going to be attacked and killed. You can't go this way because you don't see no escape route. What you going to do? What's going to happen first? You're going to get scared because you don't see no way out. I can't see no way past this wall. I can't. Now, the Lord done brought me through. He done proved to me already. These Israelites, who I am, so that they will what? Say no. Know that he is God. He take them to a place where they ain't got nowhere to escape. Now, the Bible says that he could have took them another way, but he didn't. Because if they came to go that way, they would have had more troubles. And they would have been afraid and turned back and went into bondage. Say back, Trey. Sometimes when you come to a challenge in your life, Say, I ain't gonna backtrack. I ain't gonna turn around and go back because I don't wanna face the troubles in before me, because I might as well go back to my old troubles, because these new troubles I ain't used to. I know how to handle these troubles. I'm familiar with these. I know how to suppress it. I know how to keep it tight. I know how to make love to it. I know what to do with these troubles, because they are just normal. It's normal. It's something that I'm used to. I'm used to it. The Bible declares that the Lord told them to stay right there. Is that being still, y'all? Is that being still? See, God will get you to a place where you ain't got no choice but to be still. You won't be still, but I'm going to make you be still. He made them be still, right? Because they couldn't go back. Think about it. And they couldn't go forward. Listen to this. For Pharaoh would say unto the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness have shut them in. Now, don't you know evil is always present? Evil is always present. Not only is evil always present, it wants to deceive you by what you see and what you hear, that it will hinder what you believe, that it will ensnare you to forfeit your freedom. Okay, listen, I'm going to go down some. So in the midst, let me paraphrase. In the midst of the people being in that place where they couldn't go nowhere else. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel, I'm on verse 10. The children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, has thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore has thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt? Sometimes people will tell you, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I want to do it this way. Or guess what? They don't even tell you they want to do it this way. They just do it. Familiar. Listen to this. Leave us alone. Baby, gotta tell you to move forward. Leave me alone. I figured out. I do what I need. Leave me alone. I don't need nobody trying to tell me nothing. Here we go. Because I'm grown and I can do what I want to do. That we may serve the Egyptians. Now they want to go back to doing the normal. Can y'all say pride? Is that not a form of pride? Listen. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. How many times you been saying in your mind, I shouldn't have did that, and I shouldn't have did this, and I should have just stayed here, or I should have just went there, or I shouldn't have gave them another chance, or I shouldn't have. See, this I shall. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, and what? Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord. What is salvation? Freedom. What is to stand? To take up or maintain a specified position or posture. Sometimes you got to stand position. It does not matter how unfamiliar it is. It could be unfamiliar for your good. Everything that happened to you, it happened to you for a purpose. It happened to you for the purpose of moving you to from glory, to glory, to glory. It's happening to you for to help you to build your faith, to faith, to faith. It's happening to you for you to know that he is God. It does not matter how long you've been waiting. It does not matter how hard you've been praying. In the midst of it, you need to know that he is presently in there. He is presently looking. He is presently working it all out for your good. But you can't see it's working out for your good, because it ain't worked out for you in the good yet. It ain't happened for you yet. You still waiting. You still waiting. So you want to start, or you want to stop, or you want to backtrack, or you want to duck and go over, or you want to crawl to it, or you want to cry it out, or you want to fight it out, or whatever it is. That's all familiar stuff. Listen to this. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Listen to this. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. How easy is it for you to close your mouth instead of talking about that thing that you want to vent about? Close your mouth. Hold your peace. How many times is it that you want to go and just start swinging and ducking because they're going to swing back? Swing and duck because they're going to... How many times you wanted to put your hands to something and you knew you was going to stir up the pot, throwing fuel on a fire? You wanted to do it because you are familiar with doing it. What is it called? Revenge. Grudging. Animosity. Bitterness. It moves you to react a certain type of way. You can't be still. Lord, I done came to you and I done prayed to you about this thing. And I don't know where you're trying to move me to, baby, but my head, my back is up against the wall. And because my back is up against the wall, I need to, I'm like a cat. Put a cat in a corner if you want to. They going to come out scratching, biting, and crying. Is that not us? We gonna come out because it's survival of the fittest, right? It's either you or me. Is it? Listen to this. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they what? Go forth. Sometimes you gotta keep going forward. I do not care what you hear, what you see, what you're going through. You got to move forward. Because while you thinking that you're in a place where you stuck, he say move forward. So they moving forward, but they don't see nothing happen. What did he tell Moses to do? He say lift up your rod. Sometimes, baby, you got to lift up your voice unto the Lord to get the help. I mean, and help. When I say help, you got to allow yourself to be available to receive it. You can't get, okay, I ain't going to get ahead of myself. Let me say this. He said, but lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon it. See, sometimes the Lord allows you to go through stuff not just for you to be healed and delivered and set free, but simply to show somebody else, can't touch this. See, people, I don't, listen to me. I done been through so much stuff. I done experienced so much stuff. But I kept moving forward. What is to stand? To stay in position. To stay. Can't absolutely nobody change my mind. They can't change my mind. I know it ain't easy. He never told me it was going to be easy. Actually, don't y'all know Jesus forewarned us? When he told you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, he letting you know there are people going to come up against you. They're going to be trying to have all kind of devices and stuff. Don't you know he warned us when he told you that it's all going to work out for your good? So don't, by telling me it's going to work out for my good, it's letting me know not to allow myself to be troubled. Don't you know that he knew when he said, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. He telling you, I know you're going to go through some stuff that's going to change. Don't you know he knew we was going to have to go through when he said that thing that's worrying you, I got to perfect it. He knew it all the time. Can we not take this word, his word, and apply it to our lives that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, speak, or imagine? That I ain't got to worry about being in this place too long, because he knew. He said, this too shall pass. I ain't got to concern myself with it, because he said, let not your heart be troubled. He came that I may be free. Now, he knew it was going to be, as we say, hard. It was going to be hard. But he said, you got to choose. Choose whether you're going to do or whether you're not going to do. We will sin. We will do stuff that's contrary to the word of God. But when we get in our hearts and in our thoughts and in our mind that we choose to change, guess what? He knew people was going to try to hold your past over your head. But what did he say? Don't you. They may, but don't you dwell on the past. He said, keep pressing. Keep moving forward. Keep going. Don't you get out of position because this person is not acting or reacting the way that you want them to. They're not responding the way that you want. How about you expected one thing, but your expectations was crushed? Is you going to keep moving forward? We want to exit from the familiar because sometimes we can't move forward and we overtake it with shame, embarrassment, crying, tears, anger, rage. Am I helping us today? Am I helping us today? See, y'all thought I was going to be running through here today, didn't y'all? Yeah, like I always be doing. I'm not predictable. I'm not predictable. I don't know what the Lord going to have me saying or when he going to have me saying it. Let me tell you, he knew exactly who was going to be here today. And it'd be way more people than this. But he knew just who needed what they needed on today. That their hearts may be open to be able to receive. We got to be able to receive. Sometimes. Is it sometimes or all the time? All the time, we got to move forward. Even though it may be hard, like we say, the Lord say, tell my people it ain't hard. We just got to choose to do it. In choosing to do it, we know he is our strength. We know he is our refuge. We know that he is our bulwark. We know that he is our present help in time of trouble. He said, not only that, when our mind get to playing tricks on us, he said, I gave you enough power. Listen to this. You are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of the truth, and every thought. He didn't say your mind. He said every thought. So it got to line up with the word of God. We have control by what? Choice. Simply by choice. Don't let that thing wear you down. Don't let that thing tear you down. Don't let that thing put you in a place of rage. Okay, Lord. Don't let that thing make you want to give up. Because that's what the Israelites wanted to do. They wanted to give up and go back. Go back to what? Depression. Sadness, loneliness, rage. Because, and where all this come from? Because we got to protect ourselves. I got to make sure that they, you think I'm going to do that to me again? Or keep doing that? And this is what we say. The devil is a lie. But see, the devil is not lying. What he is doing is making you make God out of a lie. Why? Because if he has set you free, you are free indeed. How? Because if the word of God abide in you, then you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. And if you free, you what? Indeed. Break that down. Indeed. Oh, did we get that? While I'm in it, my deeds going to... Come on, somebody. What is your deed? It don't mean that I got to be so good to you. Sometimes I just got to be still. I got to stand still. I got to... when my mind get to roaming and things get to saying up, then, you know what? I'm just going to start singing songs to the Lord. I'm just going to say, okay, Lord, I'm giving you this right now. Lord, cover my mind. I plead the blood of Jesus on my mind. I plead the blood of Jesus on my thoughts. I plead the blood of Jesus on my heart. See, because sometimes our heart gets so hard because of the hurt, because of the pain, because of the disposition that it has caused us to think. So you got to fight for you. You got to fight for you and the king in you, which is the spirit of God, right? Ain't that the spirit of God? The king that's down in the inside of you will activate. And if it is activated, then you would know the now can take place. What is it? Hebrews 11. Now faith. Now, faith. Okay, what do you mean by that? When I come to you and I'm praying about this situation right now, I'm believing you right now that you're going to do it. Now, I don't know when, but I'm believing that you is right now. So when I come to you and pray for that thing at this very moment, I ain't talking about tomorrow, I ain't talking about the next second. I'm talking about right now. I'm believing it with every muscle and every fiber in my being that it is going to change. In the midst of it, prepare my heart to accept the change. Because sometimes that change will alter us for good or for bad. That change. Because a lot of us is afraid of change. A lot of us don't even know how to accept change. And when we dealing with other people, let me tell you how it's to help to keep you calm. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Everybody does not know that change is acceptable to them. I'm going to say it. Everybody does not know that change is accessible to them. And because they have not been familiar with the access of the change, they won't change. Can I say that again? I'm going to say it in another way. To keep us from getting angry and bitter with folk, change. Everybody do not understand that change brings about change. If they understood that change brings about change, they would be able to welcome the change. But because they don't understand it, it's offensive to them. It makes sense. It's offensive to them. And this is what they accuse you of. Why are you trying to change me? I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. Oh, this is what we say. That's just who I am, and ain't nobody going to change me. You don't want to change. Let me tell you something that'll make a person start changing. You can love a person to change. They'll be mad in all outdoors. You can love, you'd be like, okay, baby, it's okay. I ain't mad. Approach it differently. Act differently. You know, they'll say something or do something that normally trigger you. And instead of you being triggering and yelling and screaming and raging and getting angry, say, it's okay. Or how about just simply not saying no? Just listen. And then when they get done, or they think they done, they just going rampant and raving and rampant and raving. And then they get quiet, you be like, you finished? Yeah, I'm finished. And then they going on again. And then let them go. And then when they get quiet again, be like, you're thirsty. Because sometimes we get so thirsty when we talking until our throats get dry. Now, I always have me water when I get done. Our throats get dry because we is trying to get. Okay, let me say this. Okay, he let me have it up here. Listen to this, y'all. You cannot convince anybody to change. You cannot convince anybody to think the way that you think or look at a thing the way that you look at it, even though it's all outdoors logical. Did you hear what I'm saying? When a person gets something in their mind, there's only one person that can regulate it, and that's God. You cannot make a person see your viewpoint. You know why? Because their views done already pointed out what they believe. Everybody's perspective. I'm saying it again. Oh, Jesus. You can't get nobody to see your viewpoint because their view have already pointed out their logic. And it can be just as stupid, just as dumb. You ain't got to convince them. Please don't call nobody no name. You stupid, you dumb, even though they are. I mean, seriously. Even though they are. Just be like, okay. Just let it be okay. Because we'll never agree. The Israelites did not agree with Moses. Did you hear what I say? But in him planting that seed, it still gave them expectation. So plant some seeds to give folk the expectation. Because you cannot water it. He said, one plant, one water, he can increase. I had to figure that out because when he took his arm around and whacked me across my back, this is what he said to me. He said, did I not give you a job? I said, yes, Lord. He said, well, why are you trying to do everybody else's demand too? I said, what? He said, I say one plant, one water, and one get an increase. He said, you can't do it all. He said, stop trying to do my job and stay out my business. Plant the seed. You don't know. You could be them plant that seed today, and the next second they can go to their job or they can read a bulletin and it can water that seed. And then God gonna get an increase. So the next time y'all in conversation, you'll be like, they ain't stupid no more. Huh? Oh, by God, I think they got it. You know, I mean, you see what I'm saying? So we will see, because what did Moses do? He planted a seed of belief in them by simply being obedient to what God told him to do in the midst of their enemies. Be obedient to what God is telling you to do in the midst of your enemies. He gonna move her out the way. You will see. I'm talking to you, young lady. Did you hear what I say? You ain't even got to worry about that no more. You done made your petition known. You done gave it to God. And in the midst of you praying for it, at that moment, your now faith was activated. Now you sit back and be still and know that he is God. Let peace resonate up in your mind that your thoughts will not wander in the wilderness. You think there's no hope? God say there's always hope. That's part of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Go get that paper off my desk with the thing about faith. Is in that letter holder thing. I got to read that to you. He want me to read that to you right now. Sometimes it may be hard to see it, But because you believe it, that won't he do it? You know he'll do it. He has told you he was going to do it. He never told you when. He didn't give you a timeline. And neither did he tell you how he was going to do it. But he told you he was going to do it. All you got to do is keep moving forward. Be obedient. He talk to you. He tell you stuff. He show you stuff. Don't you put your hand in that piggy bank without breaking that jaw. It's going to be hard to get in that little hole. Did you hear what I say? Look, what it say? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What do now believe? What do now mean? It say believing currently. Right now. So when you go to God and you start praying for something, right now in your prayer, everything that you write, he called it on that yellow sheet of paper. That is your now. That is your believing. What is faith? Knowing. I told y'all that they are the definition of knowing. Knowing God can and will. What is the substance? It's the reality of the knowing and believing. What is things hoped for? Assurance and expectancy. That's that hope I just told you about. That's your assurance. Your assurance in God has given you insurance in everything that you went for him, went to him, threw at his feet, cast down at him now. And what is the evidence of things not seen? It's trusting in the manifestation, bringing a reality of the hopes and what you believe and know that God can and will bring to pass. And then he goes on down the line in Hebrews, and this is what he say: they that come to him must come to him believing that what he is. And then he will diligently give you some things. He'll reward you. I don't even know why he got me looking at you telling you that. Now, your now has activated the manifestation of what you have prayed for. So don't be deceived by what you see and what you hear. Because everything that you see and hear, it really ain't what it pertains to be. It's really not. The enemy wants to deceive you in experiences and the situations to make you doubt. Because if you doubt, what do the Bible say? Don't expect anything from the Father. But you recognize that. If you didn't, you should not, because I told you. That's why we help us one to another. Because when you are at your weakest, I am your strength. It's an area or a situation that you're going through that's not unfamiliar to me. You understand what I'm saying? So that thing, that situation, or that experience, and you knowing that he can and he will and that God is, then you know It's coming. The goodness is coming, it's coming. I'm waiting, but I'm waiting in expectation. I'm waiting because I know. If I'm expecting something, baby, look, every time I go to my mailbox, I'm expecting $1 million check. Every time somebody walk up to me and shake my hand, I'm expecting them to put some goods in. And I don't even know, they ain't got to put none, but they did something good just by shaking my hand. I'm always in expectation for the goodness of God. I'm always in expectation for the next. And it may be something that I'm not familiar with. I may not be familiar with the people or the folk or the food. I may not even be familiar with the foolishness, but my actions towards that foolishness and indeed is going to cause me to be able to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm in preparation. This you. I'm in preparation for my next, even though it seemed like everything is at a standstill and ain't getting better. I'm in preparation for it. Now, I know what God told me. I'm just going to stand on his word because he has already proven himself. He's proven himself to each and every last one of us in some form or some fashion. He has put, God is a man of his word. He can't lie. And guess what, y'all? Y'all know he can't die, right? He can't die. He has proven it. So we got to stay in that place to exit the familiar. Oh, this keep happening to me. Or every time he said, no. It ain't happening no more. Because I know God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all God can ask or think. I know his arms ain't short and neither are they slack. I'm not going to contend with him. I'm like Job. I ain't going to contend with the Lord because if he said it, he going to do it. And because I trust him, I'm going to get double for my trouble, baby. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord. It ain't coming from no job or from this person or that person. And can't nobody, absolutely nobody sever anything that God has already ordained. You can't curse what he blessed, baby. The Bible declares that if my ways and deeds pleases him, he will not withhold no good thing from me. I'm expecting all my good things. I want all my stuff. He said if I seek him first and his kingdom and his right, all that's going to be added. Baby, I want that overflow. So I'm not going to allow my situation, that conversation, that word, that experience, that challenge to pull me in a place where my back is up against the wall because I got the kind of God, baby, that'll move that whole wall. I believe God is so great and powerful that I can walk through that wall. He can make me transparent. I believe God like that. I don't just believe it for me, but I believe it for each and every individual in here and any and everybody that's attached to you. That's the kind of belief I got. All you need is a little bit. He talk about faith in three different ways. He said, I gave every man a measure of faith. Then he talk about the mustard seed faith. And then there is the gift of faith. He say, all you need is a little bit of faith. I mean a lint size faith. He said, and I'll do some things for you now. Just believe just a little bit. That's what he was trying to get the Israelites to do. Just believe God. What did Jesus say when he was walking with his disciples and they was just murmuring and talking and murmuring? The Bible say he turned around and looked at them and said, just believe God. All you got to do is believe God. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. See, because I came that you may get salvation. I came that you may be free. I came that you may not be troubled. I came that you may be able to lift up a standard for me, even in spite of it all. Because I'm telling you now, you are not just a conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. All things is going to work out for your good. If I stand before you, who can stand against you? Can't nobody stand against you and the power that dwells inside of you. It may seem like it and it may look like it, but you already done planted the seed. Let God water it. Baby, he gonna water it to him in his dreams. You will see. I just saw that thing so clear. You ain't got to worry about it. Absolutely nothing. If God said it, it is so. But he has to prove himself. Why? So you, and everybody in here can lift up and say, that wasn't nobody but God. He got to make sure we don't take the credit for nothing. He got to make sure. See, because if he listened to or she listened to any and everything that we said after we plant that seed, then we'll try, oh, if it wasn't for me, or I'm the reason why, or you said, he got to make sure. Show that you bow down to him, baby, and glorify and let him know that ain't nothing but God. God did it. God did it. I don't care how many years you've been trying to tell God doing it. He did it. You just approach it differently. Instead of rage and anger, go laughing and cock-cawing and kiki. God. You mad at me? No, baby, I'm just disappointed. Did you want to talk now or later? I mean, approach it differently. You'll get a different result. Why? Because you changing you. And when a person see you changing you, they're going to try to change. They, you know what? I ain't going to even... They are nice and kind. What the world? Well, baby, no, I don't want to talk now, but we can talk when you're ready. Okay, and then you go on about your business, and you come back a couple hours later. You ready to talk now, baby? Well, yeah. If you ready. Just, sometimes you have to give people options to choose. Then they will do logical choosing in their choices. Think about it. Let me say it again. Sometimes you got to present a choice to a person, and then they will choose just what you want them to, and they don't even know it. Baby, that pride will be out their window. And it'll be all gone. I'm telling you, I do it all the time. I do it all the time. I be like, you know what? I'm just going to listen. But sometimes I be like, you know what? I don't say nothing. And then when they get through, I be like, okay, bye. Well, I'll see you later. I was talking to my daughter the other day, and she had said something. The mirror was just talking, and I was trying to tell her something, but she was trying to tell me, Mama, you got to listen. I said, okay. So I started listening to her, and then after I got through listening to her, I said, well, okay then, baby, I'll talk to you later. And then I called her back a couple hours later, and then in the midst of me calling her back a couple hours later, we started talking about it again. And then I said something. She said, oh, I see what you're talking about. I ain't want to tell you were stupid before, though. And I ain't want to tell you. Sometimes you just got to let people just go ahead and get it out. Because that's their logic. That's what they believe. You cannot address a person in the midst of anger. Because you can't pay them, you can't persuade them, you can't bang them, baby. You can't even seduce them and make them believe nothing that you say. I tried that before, too. My baby father broke out and say, just because we had sex don't mean that I say, oh, okay, I'm gonna be doing that again. Because it goes anyway. The Bible says the rage of a jealous person and angry, you cannot even sue with a gift. So that ain't work out, so I ain't do that no more. I mean, we got to approach things differently in order. They had to approach that thing with a different mindset. Because their mindset, talking about the Israelites, was that they doomed. They should have stayed in slavery. And that's what their mindset was. But then when they saw that Red Sea split, now mind you, what's up underwater? It's mud, right? So the Lord said they're going to be on dry land. So they weren't slipping. And what do I always tell y'all? Y'all got to go down before you come up. They had to go down. And it still was noise all around them. They went down deep. And just imagine the fear. They didn't see the lions and tigers and bears, but they saw the sharks, the whales, and the baby. Ain't no telling what else they saw. And y'all know water noisy when it rains, it's noisy. Noise on both sides. Because people be in our ears, aren't they? And then noise behind us. Chasing you down. You scared because you don't know what's next. First and foremost, it's dark. Now, mind you, the Bible says that he was a flame of fire in the front of them so that they can have some light. Did all those thousands and thousands of people have light? It was light in the front. He didn't say in the middle. See, when you get halfway there, baby, you need, and all that noise going on, and you can't go to the right and can't tell you sure ain't going backwards. You can't run over. You can't. Did y'all catch that? You. Sometimes when you get halfway there, you got to keep moving forward even though you cannot see what's next. But because you believe God. Because you what? Believe God. You know he got you. Did y'all? I literally saw them going all the way down. Don't y'all know how deep the Red Sea is? I looked it up one year. And it is thousands and thousands and thousands of miles deep. They had to go down. Listen to this. When you're going down a hill, y'all, pay attention. I hope y'all get this today. Because this is how trouble run up on us. When you're going down a hill, don't it speed up? You speed up. Just imagine you going down like that and all this noise around you and it's a threat behind you. Baby, you running. You didn't, the Bible never said they trampled one another. They didn't hurt one another. But it comes upon you quickly. But when you get halfway through, don't stop. Keep moving forward, y'all. Did y'all hear me? I hope and pray it was something that he had me to say today to encourage you guys and make you ponder. And even in the midst of it all, believing now, presently, because he's your present help. He said he's your refuge and he is your strength. Sometimes you got to take your hands off of it, step back, and move to the side because he a big old God. He needs some room. We got to stop being our own beer caves. We got to stop allowing our own self to doubt. Because if we doubt, don't y'all know that's a beer cave? We in his way. He can't prove himself because the Bible says that if you come to him and you pray and you got to believe, because if you don't and you doubt, don't expect anything from the Father. So if you got any doubt, write it down. Write your name down. Write down doubt. Lord, remove any doubt. They not, Lord, help us in our unbelief. If the disciples can pray, Lord, help me in my unbelief, we can pray into, Lord, help me in my unbelief. I don't believe that they're going to change because they ain't changed. They ain't trying to change and then they're getting worse. Ain't that it? You see, like the more I preach, the worse you get. That's what my mama used to tell me. The more I preach, the worse you get. I'm like, you ain't even in no pulpit. It seemed like it. The more we try to convince, the further they go away. The more we try, then we got to get out of his business. Write these things down on the other sheet of paper. After you write them down, bring that stuff to the altar. Put it on the altar. And then stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. We got to hold down and keep pressing. We got to. Help us, Lord. Jesus. So many nights.
I've cried.
and crying. That's us, y'all. So many days
I pray for. I'm talking to some real folk.
Thank you, Jesus. We praying for this stuff.
But through it all, come on.
But through it all,
I know. Come on.
I know.
What do you know, Vincent? What we know is the sun is going to shine.
The sun is going to shine.
Well, see, I got to do something. I got to
just got to hold out. Keep pressing. You got to tell your spirit, man, not your man, because your thoughts will be to mess you up. But that king in you. Thank you, Jesus. Hold my mind in the local shana.
Sometimes I feel
alone. The Bible declares that I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am always with you. So while you're thinking that you are alone, you're not. Thank you, Jesus. Keep pressing.
I must endure, for I know.
Thank you, Jesus. The sun is gonna shine. If I hold on. Thank you, Jesus. If I hold on, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we're giving you all this stuff right now, Lord. We casting our cares at your feet. When you get on the altar, you put that stuff on the altar. Leave it right there. Close your eyes, talk to the Lord, pray to the Lord for you. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing. Don't worry about who on the altar. It's just you and God right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be concerned about what's going on around you. Just start praying for yourself. God is going to do some things for you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my money, little Lokoshi. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my money, little Lokoshi. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
I won't.
Don't let go.
Of my faith.
Oh God. Your people crying out to you right now. They giving it to you right now, God. They're letting you know right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Any and every problem and concern that's on their heart. all the stuff, Father God, that they have been carrying, any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that has put them in a place of despair. All these challenges, Father God, that they're trying to weigh them down or is a strain on their brain, Lord, we've given it to you right now. We loosen all these things at your feet right now, God. Every fear that we have down, Father God, in inside of us, Lord, and we don't even tell anybody about, and we try to put on a facade as if we are not afraid, and yet fear is overtaking us in our thoughts, Lord. We're giving it to you right now. Any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that is out of our control, and we done tried to control it. We done tried to fix it. We done tried to change it, Lord. We putting it all down at your feet right now, God. Any and every situation that's going on in our homes, God, in our marriages, Father. Any and every problem that's going on our jobs, Father God, and even the aches and pains in our bodies, Lord. Any and everything, Father God, that has caused us to be consumed, hey, we giving it to you right now, God. We giving it to you right now, God. We releasing it to you, any and everything that we wrote on the paper, God. You know what it is, Lord. You know all the things that we hold on to. You know all the things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be in a place of bondage. Oh, God, you know that barren place. Oh, God, we're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we know that you're going to water that dry land. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're going to allow some fruit to grow in that desolate place. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, even think or imagine. We know, Father God, so I'm standing in the gap for your people now as they make a petition before you, Lord. They are asking you right now, Lord, to do it for them. Hey, do it for them in their bodies. Do it for them in their homes. Do it for them in their marriage. Do it for them in their finances. God, just ask the Lord to do it for you. Come on, pray to him, pray to him. Because if he don't do it, you can't nobody else do it. Oh, God, do it for us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Change the situation, Father God, that we think is unchangeable. Oh, God, even in our minds on today, Lord. Touch us in our minds on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our thoughts will be stabilized in you. Oh, God, as I anoint your people, touch us in our minds on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it an okosi, that our thoughts will be stabilized in you, Father, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. We know that you are capable and that you are even able, God. I'm asking you to move some things out the way on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be situated and saturated in you, God. We know, Father God, that you are able. Oh, God, there's some things going on, Father God, even in our homes, Lord, that we have not even told anybody about. There's some things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's going on in our bodies, Lord, that we have not even spoke about. There's some things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's going on in our heart, God, that we have not even released. But we're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can do it. Do it for us on today, Father God. Do it, Lord. Hey! Oh, mama, do it, God. Do it, Lord. He called mama, oh, mama, do it right now, God. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Lord, fix that situation in the home, God. Let us be able to communicate with one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And even though we disagree, let it not be in a disagreement, Father God, where we're not talking or we're not loving on one another. Oh, God, help us on today, Father God, and even give us a heart of absolutions and forgiveness, God, that the thing that was said or that was done, Father God, we will not hold on to it, Lord. Oh, Lord, we're emptying out any hate and discrepancies inside of us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not have any animosity inside of our hearts. Oh, God, we're not going to hold it against anybody, Lord, because you didn't hold it against us. Lord, you say we also forgive, Father, if we want you to forgive us. But, Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, because sometimes there's a struggle struggle to forgive. Sometimes it's a struggle to get past. Sometimes it's a struggle to forget. So I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be at peace with one another. Help us on today, Father God, to fulfill us with your love. Help us on today, Father God, and let us know that you are the solution and the resolution to it all. Oh God, we cast in our cares at your feet right now, God. And we asking you to do a thing. Do a thing for us right now, Father God. Do a thing in our families. Do a thing down inside of us. The Lord said we got to forgive. We got to forgive. We got to forgive. Sometimes it's not our fault when certain other things is done to us. Huh. Oh God, I'm asking you to detach any and every spirit right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing your people to fall to God and do the opposite of what you have already ordained. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would sever them old ties and them soul ties and break any and every generational curse on today, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to even help your people to forgive their own selves, Lord. And to be okay, shunned it like I see. The Lord said you got to forgive your own self. Oh, my mind, little local shanna. I yet a moho sanna. Sever any regrets on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And any doubt that we have down in the inside of our hearts. Lord, your word went forward on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to allow it to resonate in the hearts of the people, Father God. Give us a heart of flesh that any and everything that you said would stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to remove every mountain, every stumbling block, every hindrance that easily besets us. I'm asking you to do it, God, because I know that you can, I know that you will, and I know that you delight in doing so. I'm asking you to give us a clarity in that thing that we do not understand. Give us the wisdom, Father God, on how to approach that thing, Father God, that our communication will be more settled. Oh God, give us the knowledge that even as we approach that thing, Father God, we'll know what to say and what to do. And give us the understanding that we will not lead to our own understanding, Father God, making it even worse. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God. Put coals of fire on our tongue and burn up any and everything that's not like you, God, that we will speak the oracles of you even to our own selves, God. And that we will not allow ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to go into a place of rage and anger. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and fill us with the fruits of your spirit, God. Fill us with your beatitudes on today, God. Help us on today, Father God, and prepare us to receive any and every blessing that you have already designed for us individually, Lord. Let your people know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are with us, and it's turning around. It's turning around. It's turning around. It's turning around. Oh, my mind, little local sea. It's turning around. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. And in everything that we have pulled and exalted up higher than you, Lord, we're pulling it down today. And if by chance we did it unknowingly or even knowingly, Father, we want to apologize, God. We want to tell you that we're sorry. And we want you to forgive us on today, Father God, and open up our spiritual understanding that we may be able to see the devices and the tricks of the enemy, God. Even now, Lord, I'm asking you to help us, Father. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in any and every area of our lives, Lord. We know it's turning around for us. We're asking you to do it, Lord, because we know that you can, and we know that you will, and we know that you delight in doing so. We tell you that we love you on today, God. We tell you that we love you and that we appreciate you on today, God. And we need you even the more, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know, God, without you, God, we can do absolutely nothing. Oh, God, we asking you to help us on today. Help us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because without you, we cannot do absolutely nothing. We need you, God. We need you like we never, ever needed you before. I'm asking you to even comfort our hearts on today, God. Comfort our hearts, Lord. Do it for us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That change. their change. Be still in the waiting. Exit the familiar. Exit the familiar. That familiar place can be a place of hindrance. That familiar place can be a place of barrenness, destitution. Exit the familiar. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, God. Let every petition that we put on the altar, every prayer, Father God, that we released unto you today, I'm asking you to consider the prayers, Lord. Consider the prayers on today, Father God, the ones that's hidden, the ones that's written, the ones, Father God, that we never even speak out, even the ones, Father God, that we got tucked away in the cracks and the crevices. I'm asking you to consider them on today. Remove every hidden motive and every hidden intention. Oh God, that we may be able to get some results in you, God. We believe you now as our present help in time of trouble. Turn it around, God. I bind and rebuke that spirit of doubt. I bind and rebuke that spirit of unbelief. Because without faith, you can't please God. You can't receive anything from Him. Jesus. Oh God, touch. The Lord is showing me that there's somebody that needs some clarity concerning some things that's going on in their lives. You can only get that clarity from God. He said today He wants us to exit the familiar. The first word that He gave us was backtrack. We always backtracking. We always backtracking. We got to be still and let God be God. We got to. Jesus. Father God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual that's on this altar. You know his name by name. You know the hairs on our head. You know what we need and even what we don't need. I'm asking you to meet our needs according to your will, your purpose, and your plan for all of our lives. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you want. The Lord started showing me that thing again. And that's the first thing He said this morning, that we be backtracking. But He wants us to move forward. God wants us to move forward, y'all. Let's move forward. Don't allow what you see and what you hear to hinder what you believe in God. It's a scripture in the Bible that says, my people keep walking backwards. We don't want to walk backwards anymore. We want to move forward. Knowing that God is our refuge, Psalms 46. And our present help. That means right now, in time of trouble. So don't be troubled. Don't be troubled. I love you guys to bits and to pieces. I pray to God it was something said on today to encourage you. Because the Israelites was encouraged until they couldn't see
what they wanted to see. They weren't getting what they wanted to get. And then they would complain and they want to go back. And, you know, it's That's why they stayed in the wilderness for so long. They didn't understand that he wants us to move forward. So change brings about change. And in the midst of God trying to change something, we got to let go of that familiar. Because that familiar, boy, keep us in that place of bondage. It'll ensnare us. It'll ensnare us. I just want to see the goodness of God. I got to give y'all one more pointer that he's showing me right now before we move on. We're going to get our tithes and our offering. Listen to this. The Bible declares, not only did the Israelites forfeit to receive the goodness, but they never came to the understanding of the exit of familiar. Did y'all hear me? I'm gonna say it in another way. The Israelites got right at the brink and they said, Lord, I don't want it because I want to keep doing what I want to do. I want to keep doing it my way. I want to keep acting the way that I want to act. I'm not going to change because I'm grown and can't nobody tell me nothing and it's just me. That's what the Israelites did, y'all. They got right at the brink. And because they would not accept their freedom, you got to accept your freedom. Sometimes when God severs some things and moves some things away from you, out your way, out your life, don't be backtracking. Sometimes you got to keep moving forward or you will clearly forfeit what God has for you. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody else hate, bitterness, and rage and anger towards you stop you. You keep moving forward. You keep pressing. And you will see it. It was only three people that was able to see his goodness. Just three. Even the very men that delivered them from bondage didn't see it. Oh, you know what? Forgive me, I just lied. He saw it, but he couldn't obtain it. For the Bible says that God said, come on up here to this mountain. I want you to look and see the land flowing with milk and honey, and you can't even taste it. You can't taste now grape. You can't walk on that land. You won't inherit absolutely nothing. That keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Stop going to that familiar. Stop backtracking. That's what he said this morning. He said we be backtracking. Stop backtracking. I'm not going to backtrack anymore. What you mean you ain't gonna backtrack no more? I'm not gonna approach that thing the way I normally approach it in rage and anger, screaming and yelling. I ain't gonna backtrack. I'm gonna be quiet. What did he say? Be still and know that I'm God. Sometimes you gotta be quiet. He say stillness means quiet. Even in your speech, sometimes you just gotta shut up. Sometimes I'm just going to be still. I'm just going to be still. I'm going to see the goodness of God. I'm going to see it. He say indeed. He stressed about indeed, didn't he? Indeed. My deeds in me is going to allow me to activate what I believe and hope in God. I believe God and I trust God. I may not see it because I'm in it, but I'm not going to be in it and so blinded that I can't see my future. Why? Because he say he got some good in store for me. He steady giving me good words. He steady telling me what he gonna do and how he gonna do it. But I'm going through it. Yeah. So you keep moving forward. They did not want to move forward. The Israelites did not want to move forward. But he kept giving them a good word. He said, come on, y'all, get it together. If you get it together and you just believe me and trust me, the Bible says that they just did not trust God. He said, you know what? Not only is they stiff-necked and hard-hearted and don't believe me, I ain't going to let none of them get nothing I promised them. I'm going to let their children reap the benefits. Baby, I want to reap in my children. I want that scripture to become life in my life. I never see the righteous forsaken, nor they see made and bread. I want that life. Baby, every scripture I read, I want it to become life in my life. I do. Not just for me, but for everybody in here. In this life. Because you ain't got to wait to get to heaven, baby, to live in a mansion. That five-bedroom. You ain't got to wait to see the riches of God. You see the riches just by resting in him and being still. Being still is trusting in him. I trust in him nevertheless. Why I say nevertheless? Because he said, I want you to have life and have it in an abundance. I want you to be in good health. I want you to prosper even as your soul prosper. So not only that, he want me to have long life, which is posterity. He want me to have prosperity. He say, if I am willing and obedient, I'm going to eat the good of the land. Baby, I'm going to get everything I want. Did you hear what I say? You can have everything that you want. I'm living to see it. I'm already walking in the goodness. I'm telling you, it gotta do it for. Can't nobody take no credit for absolutely nothing that has happened in my life. I sure can't. I ain't got that kind of wisdom or knowledge, baby. I'm a lunatic when it comes to that. I'm a dodo bird like an ice age. Dodo. Dodo. I'm a dodo bird, baby. Did you hear me? If it was not for the goodness of the Lord, I cannot claim or even act like I know. I can't claim or even act like that I know, because I don't. I'm talking from healing to provision to feed me, having absolutely nothing. I'm talking about baby from a death sentence from a doctor to having full life and restoration in my body. Did you hear me? I know God is able and capable. It don't matter what no doctor say. It don't matter what no special say. It don't matter what people say. All the noise that's around me, I keep pressing when they talking about me. I keep pressing when they lying on me. I keep moving forward. I'm moving forward because I'm going to stand firm. He never told me that people weren't going to mess with me. He never said that. He said, please know that I am your shield and I am your bulwark. I am your keeper. I'm your strength. I'm your way maker. I'm any and everything that you need me to be. You can scream at any time, baby. It's okay. It's okay. We don't want to hold in none of this stuff. Because let me tell you something. When we release these things unto the Lord, guess what we releasing? All troubles. And not for the moment. Not just for. See, because a lot of people, that it's like the scripture in the Bible about the good ground and the stony ground. And not for a moment. Baby, take root in me, Lord. Let your word take root in me, that I won't be so easily moved. He said you'll be tossed to and fro with every doctrine. Do y'all know he not talking about just the Bible? He talking about in conversation. He talking about in words. You having a conversation and you so easily moved, you get to going out and want to cut, bite, scratch, kick, cuss. You want to do all kinds. I ain't easily moved like that. You can't move me like that. I'm not going to allow nothing and nobody in no situation have that much power over me. That's an addiction. That's a, what he had me to preach last week. Addictions we are addicted to. That was the name of the sermon last week. Addictions that we addicted to. And he ain't just talking about joy. He talking about the stuff, the foolishness, the people, and the folk. And our own selves. We addicted to our own foolishness. Come on, somebody. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody need an envelope, please raise your hand. The Bible says in the book of Malachi. In the book of Malachi. She's going to get y'all some envelopes. In the book of Malachi, chapter 3. And I'm just going to paraphrase. The Bible declares that we also bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in his house. And try him if he not a man of his word. If he won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. He said he'll rebuke the devourer. He talking about that overflow, keeping them creditors away. He talking about sustaining you. He talking about keeping you. He talking about letting you know for sure that he got you. We talking about what God said that he is going to do for us. The Bible declares that we also give 10% of our increase. So if you get a dollar, he just want a dime. You get a hundred, he just want 10. God is not a greedy God. And believe me, you can't outgive God. He say in tithes and offering. Tithes again is 10%. And offering is whatever the Lord put on your heart. It's some people and folk that gave me their tithes and their offering during the week. Make sure that I put that in there. Remember, you guys, what the Lord said on today. Exit the familiar. Y'all. We so used to doing things the same way, acting the same way. We gonna get it better. We gonna get it better, ain't we, y'all? Yeah. I'm gonna get it better. I claim it for myself. Because sometimes, baby, I be, oof, I'm just gonna wipe my own sweat off. Oof. I be so sick and tired of trying to. It's just, you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I say, Lord, he had the prophetess walk up to me one day and she said, Pastor, the Lord told me to tell you, don't be weary in your well-doing. I say, well, glory. I ain't going to be weary. I almost forgot that I ain't tired. Because sometimes you forget you're tired. I ain't tired yet, y'all. I ain't tired yet. Thank you, Jesus. Let's hold them tithes and offering up in the air and give God back just what he gave unto us. Dear God in heaven, we just want to thank you for your word on today. We thank you for any and everything that you are doing in our lives, God. We thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for giving us the revelation of your word, Father God, about exiting the familiar, because these things hold us in a place of bondage and stagnate us in growth. The Lord said, be stagnating us in growth naturally as well as spiritually. Let me say this before I finish praying. I got to get this clear because he is ringing in my ear. I do not care how much or how bad you want to take somebody with you to your next. Everybody ain't qualified to go with you to your next. Everybody can't go with you to your next. I don't care how you try to convince them to do better, to change it. Everybody is there. Everybody don't even want the next. Ooh. Everybody don't want the next. They want to stay right there, comfortable doing what they're doing, acting just the way they act, and being the way that they are. They think it, okay, well, you stay right on right there. Because I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. Is everybody getting that? We moving forward. Now we're going to begin again. I had to tell y'all that, okay? Oh, God. We just want to thank you for your word on today, Father God.